Well, let me see if I got it again. Not exactly. The repeaters that are connected are kind of the repeaters that are connected. And if there isn't one where you're looking, then you could connect a private node up there. You could even put a small, like, personal repeater up in that area and connect it in. It's after all, it's just an all-star network. But currently, there isn't nothing that far north. There is another group of Central Michigan repeaters in the northern, up that way, but they tend to keep that network separate. They have connected occasionally, but for the most part, they are not connected. But if you wanted some of that, a lot of guys on this network are running personal nodes, and they connect in. In fact, if you do go to that K8FBI.org, you'll see that in addition to the repeaters that are generally indicated by, you know, having a plus sign after their, you know, they're all K8FBI and then a plus sign, you'll see some other call signs in there. For instance, KCAKJO, he's connected in from Memphis, and N1KRD is connected in from Southfield, and KD8VSG is connected in from Oxford. Those guys are all running personal nodes, and they're connected up into the, you know, in as well. So they bring their little area. It might just be their block or so around their house, you know, with a small personal node, or they might have an outside antenna and get a couple of miles, so you never know. But again, you get kind of what you get, what the repeaters offer, and I think the furthest north they go right now probably is the BERT machine, and I think after that there's kind of a dark zone, and then you've got the northern repeaters. So, all right, anyhow, I hope that helps. Anyhow, any other questions, I'll be listening. Back to the Lions game, which we're 10 points down now. God darn it. W8FU.
KE4ZYQ is coming in on the KC8UMP, Mount Clements, linked repeater to this one.